Sit down. We're just going to keep them right here. They done preached. Proverbs chapter 31. You say, man, that's getting old, Proverbs chapter 30. No, it never gets old. I wrote down my Bible. Solomon violated what his mama instructed him. Most guys will violate what the mamas tell them to do. And if a good son will listen to his mama. I wasn't that way. After I got older, got saved, then I listened. I listened, you know, my mom, one thing I regret not spending more time with my mother. I'd be working and she called me up. I was over in Washington, D.C. and she'd say, you gonna come by? And I said, Mom, I ain't got time. I'm working. And like I said, my mom went home to be the Lord in 1997. I was holding her hand when she died. And she told me, she said, you see those two men here over in the corner? And I said, no, Mom, I don't see. She said, they're here for me. She knew. The Lord sent angels down to get them. But in the book of Proverbs, Solomon doesn't obey his mother. He was the most wisest man ever lived. And he wrote the Proverbs, and he had to write the Proverbs before he started marrying all these women. But look what it says in Proverbs 31, verse 1. In the words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. Mamas, you spend more time with those kids than anybody else. And they say in the first 5 years of a child's life is what's embedded in their character. What you embed in their character. If you put things like, you know, ahead of Jesus Christ and the Lord, there was a woman in Mississippi, I think it was, that when they poured concrete, and I've said this every time, they poured concrete down here at the church, and she went down, took her baby, put her baby's footprints towards the church. She wanted her children always facing towards the church. A lot of people are turning away from the church. Like I said, there's kids raised in church, know better. They knew what the Bible taught and everything else, and man, they turned their back on the Lord, and that's a shame. That's a shame. I mean, the Bible says train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he'll not depart from it. Usually they'll end up coming back. Lord willing, they come back before it's too late. But the Bible says his mother taught him. You say, who was his mama? Who was his mama? His mama was Bathsheba. Remember, David committed adultery with Bathsheba? That was his mama. And mama, she ended up messing around with David, ended up pregnant with a child, and God, show you the mercy of God. I mean, I don't care what you messed up. I don't care what you've done. I mean, God's mercy is always available. His grace is always available. All you got to do is repent. You know what the world's saying? Oh, don't worry about repenting. There ain't no such thing as sin, all that stuff. Yeah, you can tell that to whoever you want to, but that ain't true. It's a lie. Like I said, the council culture come along saying, oh, we don't want to believe that Bible. But I tell you what, when a man getting ready to die, they always say there's never no atheists or agnostics in a foxhole. They're always praying to God. People are dying, getting ready to die. They want to talk to God. I've led more people to the Lord on their deathbed. I've led a lot of people on their deathbed. Why? Because they got down to the end of their life. They said, man, I just don't want to chance this. This is like gambling with my life or my eternal life. They don't want to chance it. I've been beside a lot of beds of people that died and they called on the Lord. You say, well, that shouldn't be fair. Well, Jesus Christ came to take away sin. And even on the cross, he said to the thief on the cross, he said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Thank God we have a salvation through Jesus Christ. It's not whether you've lived a good life all your life and then all of a sudden, you know, God outweighs your good and your bad. That's what I was taught as a kid growing up, that God outweighs your good and bad. My mother was trying to teach me that, trying to tell me that so I would be good. But I tell you what, I wasn't no good. I wasn't no good at all. But I tell you what, the religion does that to try to get you to get your money and all that stuff. But thank God, you say, if that's true, then anybody can get saved on their deathbed. I wouldn't take that chance. I got saved 18 years old, and I knew I was a sinner. I knew I was on my way to hell. I asked Jesus Christ to forgive me and save me. I didn't want to take that chance. But here, Bathsheba is the mother that instructed Solomon after he became king. And she pleaded to the king because the king said, Solomon's going to take over. That's what God told me to do. And she had to go in before the king and tell the king that his other son was making himself king. And she had to go in, and David said, take Solomon, put him on my horse, put him on, you know, go down through the street, and let all the city rejoice and tell everybody, say, hail to King Solomon. And when his brother heard that, he had a half-brothers. And, you know, and Solomon was merciful. I mean, he was merciful. But she tells him, she said, don't give your strength to women. Don't do it. Don't do it. She said, what, my son, and what the son of my womb, and what the son of my vows? Give not thy strength unto women, nor thy ways to that which destroyeth kings. She said, don't go the way of the world. Don't go away the way the world teaches and says. Solomon wrote the book of Proverbs. He had to be writing this before he did what he did. Or she had to be gone by this time. Maybe she died, passed off the scene. But I'm going to tell you something. He wrote the book of Proverbs. You read the Proverbs, it's a wisdom book. It'll give you wisdom. I mean, it tells you how you ought to live. It tells you what the Bible says about things. You know, there's 12 women mentioned in the book of Proverbs, different women mentioned in the book of Proverbs. You'll find one in chapter 31 here, verse 10, who can find a virtuous woman for her price is far above rubies. I mean, a virtuous woman. It says, who can find? Look at chapter 12 of Proverbs. Look at chapter 12 of Proverbs, verse 4. Thank God for a virtuous woman. The Bible tells you what a virtuous woman is, and the rest of that verse and chapter there. But look at Proverbs chapter 12. Look what it says. Who can find a virtuous woman? I mean, thank God for women that are virtuous. Virtuous. Look at verse 4 of Proverbs 12. Back up to verse 1. So whosoever loveth instruction loveth knowledge. And he that hateth reproveth brutish. A good man obtaineth favor of the Lord, but a man of wicked devices will be condemned. A man that shall be established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous shall be not moved. A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband. You got a good woman? Thank God for her. Amen. I didn't know what I was looking for in a wife. I didn't know anything, folks. I was as dumb as the day is long. But God gave me what I needed, and God gave my wife what she needed. We grew together. We grew together serving God. We just wanted to honor God. A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband. My wife's been a crown to me. But he that maketh ashamed is as rottenness in his bones. And we've seen that around here. We've seen some people that make a shame and rottenness to the bones. But I'll tell you what, you know, like I said, here's King Solomon being instructed by his mother, Bathsheba. You said, did she repent? You know, in the Bible tells that when God tells David that he was going to, have to pay fourfold for killing her husband. David was not only a murderer, he also was an adulterer, had her husband killed, and God held him accountable for it. But it doesn't say anything about Bathsheba. Why? She was deceived by David. David used his power, his position, and all that to deceive her. And Bathsheba ended up falling for it. She fell for it. The old saying is, women fall in love with what they hear. That's why you see, and it says men fall in love with what they see. That's why you see the ugliest looking guy walking down somewhere, walking out with the most beautiful woman you ever want to see. As usually the ugly ones get him because he knows how to talk. He knows how to talk. So a virtuous woman, who can find? The Bible, go back to Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10 again. It says, who can find a virtuous woman? Ladies, don't ever marry a woman. Don't marry a woman. I'll tell you something. Brother Polk told me this. We were sitting up here, and he said, man, I got this crazy thing going on in our church. He said, I got a guy that was married to his wife, and he decided to have a sex change. Married. And she was fine with it. And they went ahead and had a sex change. And he's a woman, too. And they were coming to church. They walked to, and this guy's educated. You got to be educated to be that stupid. You got to be educated, man, be as stupid as they are. And he said this guy, him and his wife walked to church for 2 years, lost 5 families because of it. He called me up and said, what should I do? I said, just preach, man. Preach to him. Preach about the sin, about the wickedness and all that. He said, after 2 years, this guy sitting under preaching, finally said, he started weeping and crying, came to the altar and said, I need to get right. I hate this. I hate this life. I hate the way I'm living. So when you think about somebody doing something like that, I'll tell you what, they're inside, they hate it. It's a wickedness. It's an evil spirit that's messing with them. Don't let society tell you, oh, that's just, we're progressing. We're getting better, and we're doing better, all that stuff. Don't let them tell you that lies, man. That's sin. That's sin. God never intended, I always say this at the wedding, God never intended Adam and Steve. It's always Adam and Eve, amen? It wasn't Adam and Steve. The world pushes that stuff on you, and they're pushing that on our kids, trying to tell the kids it's all right. Man, that's a lie. That's a lie out of the pits of hell. It's a lie. So when they say, well, you believe the Bible, you're just old fat. That's what, you know what they want to do? They want to get rid of Christianity. They want to get, they said this, I kind of remember what senator said this, or they said, man, Christianity is the hindrance to us enforcing our agenda. So the Lord's going to let them have their agenda. Why? Because the Antichrist shows up, he's going to be a homosexual. He's going to be a bisexual. He's going to show up, and the Antichrist is going to be a mixed breed, a Syrian, part Jew, and he's going to, man, push all this stuff. And this stuff is being pushed right now on America. I mean, man, Joe Biden, I just saw where Joe Biden might be kicked. They're saying they could excommunicate Joe Biden for pushing all this stuff because he's supposed to be a Catholic. And the Catholic, you know, he can be excommunicated. That means he's going to go to hell. That's according to the Catholic Church. We know better than that. We know if a person's saved, they're not going to go to hell. We know that. But there's 12 women in the book of Proverbs. And this virtuous woman's found in verse 11. It says, the heart of her husband doeth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. He don't have to worry about somebody coming and taking everything away from him. Thank God. A good woman, a virtuous woman. It says, she will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. Ladies, do your husband right. I mean, even if he's a jerk, even if he's an idiot, even if he's not in church, even if he doesn't go to church. You know, the Bible talks about you set the example how you are when you say you're a Christian. You're setting the example of how you ought to live. And he sees that. He'll see that. And it'll prick his heart. It says, she is like the merchant ship. She bringeth her food from afar. She arrives also while it's yet night. You know, I said this. I said, you know, when a husband dies, a wife is left behind. When a husband dies, usually the women do all right. The women do good. Men don't do good. Why? Because that wife takes care of the husband, takes care of the kids, and then takes care of herself last. She's like his mother. She's like his mother. So men don't do good. That's not giving an excuse for the men to go out and live like they live. That's not an excuse at all. But I'm saying women will do well because why? They're used to taking care of everything, doing all that stuff. My wife took care of everything. Man, I was a blessing. All I had to do is carry. That's all I had to do, carry. I complained about that. But thank God the Lord's good. Go to Proverbs chapter 14. Look what the Bible says. Ladies, you ought to mark this in your Bible. Mark it in your Bible, Proverbs 14. And I think every woman ought to know their Bible to the point where what the Bible says about a woman. There's in the Bible, you got 12 women in the book of Proverbs. 12 women, and four are wise, or four are good, and the rest, eight are bad. Maybe three. I think maybe it might be three. But that's something else. That's a quarter. It says, every wise woman buildeth her house, but a foolish plucketh it down with her hands. A wise woman is always figuring out, trying to keep the house going, keep everything moving, and trying to build the house, trying to raise the kids, trying to help the kids. Why? Because the kids always run to mama. And these men and the women in here that your mama's gone, I know how it feels. I know how it feels. I mean, man, whenever I told my mama a story and I wept, my mama wept. Whenever I told her anything, I laughed, she laughed. My mom was there, man. I'm the baby of the family too, man. I was the spoiled one. My brothers would say, you're just spoiled. I was the one that mama spoiled. Man, thank God, I'm glad to be spoiled. Amen? The Lord is good to me. And we got some baby. Josh is our baby. You can tell. He's spoiled. Look, the Bible talks about a foolish woman. Take your Bible, look in Proverbs chapter 9. Proverbs chapter 9. Don't be a foolish woman. A foolish plucketh it down with her hands, the Bible says. It says in Proverbs chapter 9, and look at verse 13. Proverbs 9:13. It says, a foolish woman is clamorous. She is simple, knowing nothing. I'm telling you, folks, how you become a wise woman is by getting in this Bible, getting in the Word of God. The wisdom of the Lord, you become a wise woman. A foolish plucketh it down. She's, you know, I remember going into a house. They were watching as the days of our life. And I came in the house, and all these women were sitting in this house, and they were all crying. And, man, I said, what's wrong? What's wrong? And y'all heard me tell this story. I went in the house and they're crying. I said, what's wrong? They said, Johnny died. And I said, well, let's pray right now. I mean, I got down. I said, let's pray for the family right now. Let's pray. And they started laughing at me. And I said, what are y'all laughing about? They said, it's on TV. You know, isn't there something that people would laugh or cry about something that's not real? When you got family going astray, you got family lost on their way to hell, man, when you shed a little tears, I'll tell you what, that'll go a long way. Because the Bible says, he that bearing precious seed shall doubtless come again bringing the sheaves with him. Those that weep. When's the last time you wept over your family wanting to see them saved? A foolish woman, contentious woman, the Bible talks about. It talks about an evil woman. It talks about a strange woman. It talks about an adulterous woman. It talks about a brawling woman. A brawling woman. And that's not somebody, you know, it's somebody fights. Not anywhere. But anyway, an odious woman. That's some odious woman is a woman that not saying that she doesn't take a bath or anything like that. It's a woman that has just, she just always got contention. She's always got stuff around her going on. She's always causing trouble. And she's just an odious woman. She's always got something, you know, quarrelsome kind of thing or going on in her life. Bible talks about a gracious woman. And take your Bible, look in Proverbs chapter 11. A gracious woman. Proverbs 11. Thank God for Proverbs 11. Hallelujah. A gracious woman. I hope you have grace. A mother should be tender. A mother should have grace. A mother should be loving. I can't imagine a mama being so hateful. You know what? When I think about a hateful woman, an evil woman, a contentious woman, a strange woman, I think about Jezebel. You know, the Bible talks about Jezebel. All the way through there, man, Jezebel was evil. She had people killed to get what she wanted. She was an evil woman. I've never heard anybody calling their child Jezebel, their daughter. I haven't heard anybody call their daughter Jezebel. She's an evil woman. And you know, a gracious woman, look what the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 16. A gracious woman retaineth honor. Teach your daughters to be gracious. Teach your daughters, ladies, to be wise. Have discretion, discernment. We got young girls going off to college. Now, I'm not talking about what we got here. I'm saying these girls go to college, and they end up in frat parties and drunk and passed out, and guys rape them. And they're so ashamed, they don't say nothing to nobody. Teach your daughters to be wise, have discretion. Teach them how to have discretion about people they hang with. Why? Because they always lead down the wrong road. You girls, if you try to hang around just to be cool with somebody, I'll tell you what, it'll ruin your life. It'll ruin your life. We've got a lot of girls that went out of this church that know better. Got out there. You know what happens? They become foolish. And then what happens, they start saying they blame the church for being so, they say, oh, the church is hard, or the church is to have no grace, or the church doesn't care, or they're a bunch of hypocrites. So justify themselves in decisions that they make. Shouldn't be that way, folks. It says, a gracious woman retaineth honor, and strong men retain riches. I mean, a gracious woman. Thank God for gracious women. Look in Proverbs 11, 22. Look what else is another woman the Bible talks about. A fair woman. And look what it says about a fair woman. As a jewel of gold in a swine's snout. Look what it says. So is a fair woman without discretion. If you're a good-looking woman or just a woman, you ought to have discretion. Because it says if you don't, it's like putting a pig, taking a jewel of gold, putting it in a pig's nose. Doesn't do anything for it. Doesn't make it pretty. And I'm going to say this. We're all been in the same boat. Like I said, Bathsheba was a mother of Solomon. She committed adultery. And David had her husband killed. And knowing that David had her husband killed, she still went with David. She said, did you think she ever did a repentance? Oh, yeah, I believe that. I believe she repented. And I believe God had mercy on her. She was a fair one. The Bible says when David walked across that top of that palace, he looked down and saw her. She was a beautiful woman. It says a woman without, a fair woman with that's no discretion is like that pig with a ring in its nose. Raise your children, ladies. Be an example. Be the example that you ought to be to your children. They ought to catch you praying. They ought to catch you reading your Bible. They ought to catch you, you know, helping people, being a blessing to them. Pass down the track. Let your children see you. Go up and say, sir or ma'am, can I give you something to tell you about Jesus Christ? They ought to see that. A fair woman. Woman with discretion. Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands. You say, well, I've messed up. I've messed up things. Well, sometimes it's your fault, sometimes it ain't. You say, how do you get back on track? Ask God to forgive you. Get back on track. Because definitely nobody in here is going to hold it against you. We all come from the same place, from the dirt. We all come from the same place. Thank God we're all saved. How many in this room can say, preacher, I know I'm saved. I'm going to heaven. Amen. Amen. Thank God for that. Folks, thank God for a good woman, a virtuous woman. I remember Hu Jian, we was up there, we was at camp one time. And I said, you guys give us verses on women, and the women give us verses on men. And man, it was going. The kids, the boys and the girls were going at each other. For the Bible. They would get up and quote a scripture and then point their finger at them. And Hu Jian just got up and Proverbs 31, the Bible said, who can find a virtuous woman? I settled my case. And he said, because there is none. And we all laughed. We thought it was funny. But I'm going to tell you something. There are virtuous women. Amen. They got discretion. Yep. They love the Lord. And they put, you know, when we got a video, we're watching the kids going around on the go-karts. It's on our Marco Polo. And my wife's video and the kids going around, and you could hear Lynette say, where's Roman on the video? And then Becky said, where's Roman? Dad, is Roman with you? I went and ran to the van, looked in the van. I went in the bathrooms. I went everywhere, you know. Man, we all started praying. Felt like our guts were ripped out. And I started praying for Becky and Clinton. And, I mean, all of us. Man, we took off. But we all rejoiced together. I thank the Lord. The Lord was there. Like I said, when God wanted to liken himself to anybody on this planet, he likened himself to a mother. That's how good God is. He's a wise. He's got discretion. That's what we want. I want that for my daughters. I want that for my granddaughters, to have discretion and be wise women. Because the Bible says in Proverbs 31, it says, look what it says. We'll stop with this. She is like a merchant ship. She bringeth her food from afar. She arises also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her husband, household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth the field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hand, she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle. Her hands hold the staff. She stretched out her hands to the poor. Yea, she reaches forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known. If a man's got a virtuous woman, her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it. She always has everybody else's needs, as foremost in her life. That's a mama. And I thank God for mamas in this church. Thank God these little kids get up and talk about their mama. There's 12 women in the Bible. I'd say four of them are good in Proverbs. And the rest of them are bad. You make a choice whether you're going to be a good woman, a fair woman, a gracious woman, a wise woman. Or you can go along with the rest of it and just be a mess. You know what happens to those people? They end up ruining their lives and their kids and their husbands and everything else. It's not built up. The house is not built. It's destroyed. God help us. It shouldn't be that way when it comes to God's people. It should be a blessing for us. Amen. Thank you, mamas. Father, we do thank you this morning.